Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the TCI Express Limited Q3 FY 2023 results conference call hosted by ICICI Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Amit Dixit. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Yeah, thank you so much. Good evening, everyone. On behalf of ICICI Securities, I welcome you all for TCI Express Q3 FY 2023 post-earnings call. At the outset, I would like to thank the management for giving us an opportunity to host this call. From management side, we have Mr. Chandra Agarwal, Managing Director, Mr. Muthilal, CFO, and Mr. Pavitra Mohan Panda, COO, on the call. We will start with opening remarks from the management and then open the floor for Q&A. Without much ado, I would like to pass on the control to Mr. Muthilal. Over to you, sir.
Mr. Chandra would be giving this, you know, presentation, please. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to Q3 financial 2023 earnings call of TCI Express. I would like to thank everyone for joining us here today. To start with, I will give you an overview of the industry and business for the quarter, then we'll hand over the call to our CFO, Mr. Muthi, to brief on the financial performance for the quarter. Our earnings presentations have been uploaded on our website and stock exchange, and I hope you had a chance to pursue it. Q3 financial 2023 ended on a strong note with sustained growth in industrial activities and strong, not so strong demand from festive season. The growth trend was visible in the e-way bill generation, which ended at a note of 8.1 crore, and the IIP, which rose to 7% in the month of November 2022. With the growth in industries, I am pleased to announce that TCI Express recorded another quarter of stellar performance with highest quarterly revenue of rupees 315 crore, registering a growth of 9% year-on-year and 1% on sequential basis. The growth was primarily driven by increased demand and strong contribution from SME and corporate customers. EBITDA for the quarter was 47 crores, registering a margin of 15% profit, and our profit after tax stood at 32 crores with a margin of 10%. The margins during this quarter were slightly impacted by a drop in utilization levels during the festive season and as well as an increase in slightly increased expenses due to the administrative and advertisement expenses. On year-to-year basis, the company has delivered exceptional performance with revenue from operations of 923 crores, a growth of 16.6%. EBITDA grew by 12% to 146 crores, and PAT grew by 8.5% to 101 crore. In light of strong performance in the nine months of financial 2023, the board of directors has recommended a second quarterly dividend, interim dividend of rupees 3 per share, taking the total dividend to 6 rupees per share for the nine months financial 2023, representing a payout of 300% on the face value and 23% on the EPS. Furthermore, as of 31st December 2022, we have successfully completed the buyback of 182,500 shares, amounting to rupees 41 crores, including taxes. This reflects the unwavering commitment to deliver long-term value to our shareholders. More on the quarterly developments. During the nine months financial 2023, we incurred an CapEx of 99 crores, primarily towards the land purchase for setting up automated sorting center in Kolkata and for the new corporate office in Gurgaon. Furthermore, we expanded our footprint by adding 28 new branches in West and South region to cater to the growing demand with unbalanced services.
TCI Express has demonstrated agility in embracing cutting-edge technology by making significant investments in automation in the sorting center. We are making constant developments to enhance operation efficiency by implementing our learnings from Gurgaon Center to streamline the process in other sorting centers. The automation in Pune sorting center will be finalized by financial year 24. These investments in automation backed by our asset-light business structure will result in faster turnaround time, increased capacity, and reduce labor and direct costs, ultimately driving the margin growth. Our newly launched services are delivering very well, especially the Rail Express service, where we have expanded our customer base and presence from 10 routes to 125 routes to cater to the growing demand. All the other products are doing fairly well in light of the nominal economic growth. Looking ahead, the logistics industry is undergoing significant transformation as the government recognizes its importance in driving the growth of the country's GDP. As India continues to grow as a major player in the global economy, the demand for logistics services is expected to continue to grow. Now, I would like to hand over the dais to Mr. Mukti to talk about the financial performance for the quarter. Thank you.
Thank you, Mr. Chandra. And now I would like to discuss the financial performance of the company. During the quarter, our revenues from operations stood at 314 crore for Q3 FY23 as compared to 310 crore in Q2 and 287 crore in Q3 FY22. The total income for the quarter was 316 crore as compared to 312 crore in Q2 and 289 crore in Q3, translating into a growth of around 2% and 9% in sequential and on year-on-year basis respectively. This revenue growth is attributed to increased demand from festive season and strong contribution from SMEs and corporate customers. And on the 9-month basis, we have delivered a stellar performance like with revenue from operation of ₹915 crore, a growth of 16.8 crore. EBITDA grew by 12% to 146 crore, and profit after tax has grown by 8.5% to 100 crore rupees. So as a result of continued focus on revenue quality and profit growth, we generate strong cash flow of ₹95 crore and made proactive investment with capex of ₹99 crore in 9 months of this year. The government initiative for the seamless movement of goods, overcoming transport related challenges and encouraging digitalization along with significant reduction in time and cost, augurs well for the logistics sector. With major policy push aided by strong economic development, we remain confident in our ability to capitalize the opportunity and to solidify our leadership position with industry-leading services. So thank you very much, and now I would like to open the floor for question and answer. Over to you, moderator, please.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, we will now begin with the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles.
Yes.
We take our first question from the line of Mr. Ravi from Naredi Investments. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you, Chandraji. Sir, I could not understand this time the result as the margin is down and we have acquired TCI Express PT Limited. So, first the reason for both.
So, this is not acquiring anything. It is an opening of a subsidiary.
Okay.
and the margins are down. This is cyclical. It's not a constant basis. The economic situation in India, as you know, it is not very strong at the moment.
Okay.
Yes, temporary hai, it is not.
No, understand, but your management is so nice. I never see dip in the margin. So, the first time I surprised why this happened. That I'm asking you this.
And sir, yeah, no problem. It's a good question. It's a valid question. And in fact, we were surprised also. What has happened is that Diwali, first of all, was not very strong. And it fell in the, 4 days of holidays. So pretty much 1 week of business was missing in the month of October, more than that. So in general, so it was a big surprise for us also. And unfortunately, even what I understand is that the overall economic growth in Q3 was very poor. So looking at that, we had that. But we have to look at the future always and we have to see that.
Right. Definitely. I agree. And sir, who is our peer 1 and 2? Can you give the name or will you skip that question?
So, you can be, so I think Gati and second one is Blue Dart.
Okay, Gati and Blue Dart. And sir, our sorting center, Pune, Gurgaon, Kolkata, Chennai, any more is in line?
Yes, so on that, we already launched, Gurgaon one is fully automated one.
Yes, this is number 1.
It is a number 1. Then second, we already built up at Pune, but we are not automated yet. We will be automated in FY24. And then subsequently, will be automatized all Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore, Ahmedabad, all subsequently.
Chennai, Kolkata, Bangalore.
And Mumbai.
Bangalore and Mumbai. Okay. And all will be in 1 year or a different portion?
So it is a long term strategy of like 3-4 years. So we are targeting to be at least to making in a average like 3 in a 2 year time. That's
okay.
See, we don't want to be also doing too much beforehand. Too fast. We want to go with the flow of the economy of the business also.
Yes, sir. And how is the Rail Express working and can you tell the railway has changed in last few years, working has been changed in few years?
So railway, what services we are giving, this is a rail service through passenger train.
That I knew.
And that improved a lot. On that, efficiency has improved a lot. All trains are on time now. Schedule is maintained. They are, very aggressive on to be giving the space to us and all. So that way is fantastic.
Because without railway, help of railway, we can't run this railway. Right?
Yeah.
And sir, what will be the capex in Gurgaon office, sir, our corporate office?
So capex, so land we just bought and construction we maybe take like 20-25 crore rupees. It will take 2 years to construct.
It is a small one. Okay. Thank you very much. All the best, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Rakesh Vadwani from Monarch AIF. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, I have one question. Can you please tell us the volume tonnage for the 9 months and for the FY22?
Yeah, so in this 9 months, we have a total volume of 7,30,000 tons for that 9 months. And last year, it was 6,30,000 tons for 9 months. And for this quarter, we have achieved 2,53,000 tons. And same quarter of last year was 2,30,000 tons.
Thank you, sir. That was very helpful. Sir, I have a second question. We have given the guidance like we want to double our revenue and the EBITDA 20%. So, just wanted, in the last 2 years, because of the COVID, business were impacted. So, we did not witness a tonnage growth. But in the coming years, what kind of tonnage growth you are witnessing? Because are you all foresee?
So, tonnage growth will be, again, it will depend on the business growth also. Therefore, if everything is in order. We know that we are still under the impact of, you know, the economic impact of COVID this year. Not because of there is COVID, but of the, you know, leftovers problems. So if all in all things are in order next year, then we will definitely see high volume growth also.
So in order to achieve a 2,000 crore revenue by FY25, that some growth will come from the tonnage and some growth will be come from the improvement in efficiency that we have done in the past 2 years that we have the company has shown. So just want to understand it. Now the growth will be coming from both tonnage growth as well as the improvement in efficiency. So I just want to understand if you can put more colors on that, like volume, how you're saying that will be very helpful.
So, you know, on that part, like in this year, we were not able to take any price hike, not much price hike, like we are taking like 0.5% or 1% price hike on this. So volume growth and revenue growth is more or less same in this year. Otherwise, in each year, we would like to be take like 2-3% at least, difference in a price hike. And that will be continuing in next year and next year onward, like we have also done in the past also same way. So next year onward, we are also targeting volume growth in a 18% kind of, and then revenue growth like 21%, and also like in the next year as well. So like we taken a target of 2000 crore, we maybe reach in the range of like 1900 crore also, with the EBITDA margin. Still we are hopefully to, achieve this 19-20% EBITDA margin by 2025.
Okay, sir, that was very helpful. Just one last data point. So you mentioned for the 9 months, the volume was 7.3 lakh tons and versus 6.3 lakh for the full FY22 or for the 9 months?
9 months, I'm talking.
Okay, so can you please give a number for the full FY22?
That was, I think, it was 8,65,000 tons.
8,65,000 tons.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay, sir. Thank you. I'll come back later. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Ladies and gentlemen, in order to ensure that the management is able to address questions from all the participants in the conference, please limit your question to 2 per participant. Thank you. We take the next question from the line of Bhavya Gandhi from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for taking my question. Am I audible?
Yes.
Yeah, so is it possible to say the current utilization level and the utilization level for previous quarter as well?
Yeah, so utilization level in this quarter is reduced to 83%, and that was the impact of that Diwali time. That was a long weekend of almost 5 days, and that's why on that month our utilization level has dropped from 84-85% to, it's 75-76%, and average of this quarter is reached to 83%.
Okay, and the previous quarter?
The previous quarter it was 85%.
85%, right. And also wanted to understand on the Rail Express, what would be a margin, if at all you can share that, and how much revenue does it contribute as of now?
So revenue is, we are not divulging that because not a big amount. And again, we are given a long-term strategy. By FY2025, we will be reach on a 25% service overall revenue on, our part of that. So by 25%, like including all C2C, Rail Express, Cochin Pharma, Air Domestic and International and all put together.
Right, I understand that, but rail would be a major chunk of it, right? And as of now, how much does it contribute? Less than 5%, if I'm not wrong?
So, no, it is not. Rail is not the biggest one. Right now, surface and followed by the C2C services.
Okay, and is it possible?
Rail, yeah.
Okay, possible to share the margins for Rail Express?
Yeah, so margin level is always around 18-20% on these.
Okay, fair enough. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Krupa Shankar Inde from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Good evening, sir, and thank you for the opportunity. A couple of questions from my side. First is on the competition side. So are you seeing any increase or change in the competitive dynamics of the industry over the last quarter, are you looking that, given that outlook is looking tougher, the pricing wise is going to be a challenge to increase further going ahead?
So I don't think the competition is giving any sort of a problem, because most of the competition is not focusing on SME like the way we do, number one. Number two, what is happening is that the pricing is a factor of not how we want to take, but also a big reason of how the economy is doing. If the economy is doing well, if the manufacturing is going well, if things are moving in the right direction, clients will give a price hike. You know, they will take a price hike. But the fact is that fuel price in India has been stable. And then there is no reason as such to have an incurred higher cost. Therefore, two factors that played in was the fuel was normal. It did not increase. And secondly, their own manufacturing was impacted severely, or rather still, they are under the duress of the COVID. So I think it's only a matter of time when all these things will start cleaning out and our price mechanism will start again. We took a very good price hike even during COVID. And when things like other modes, air and sea cargo, when their prices have already started coming down big time, and once that also starts rationalizing, the demand for air cargo is also going to grow very high. For road cargo is also going to go very high. So that, saying that, it's I think only a matter of maybe a quarter or more when from next year we will start see things going well for the road sector.
Great. So your branch addition plans, that continues to remain at the steady pace. So right now what you're saying is that about 28 or new branches added for 9 months. So the expectation would be about, at least the previous commentary was about 50 branches plus. Are you continuing to hold on to that sort of addition going ahead?
Yeah, so branch, we will be keep adding. And, we are not adding the branches just to add, because we are seeing the let at branch at least has to be in a break-even point in a within 2 month time. And that is strategy we are going on. And so each year we have a target of 100 branches. I think in this year we will be finish around 40 plus.
Got it. And one last question from me.
May we request to join the question queue, as we have several participants waiting.
Thank you.
A reminder to all the participants, please restrict your question to 2 per participant. We take the next question from the line of Ms. Nidhi Bavaria from Envision Capital. Please go ahead.
Thank you for taking my question. Sir, what would be the new business contribution in this quarter where all these railway, surface and CTC, all these segments come?
Sorry, can you repeat your question? I did not...
New business contribution in this quarter.
New business contribution. Okay.
Same business contribution. New business.
So actually, other than surface, is almost around 18% business we have put together, like air and air international and all C2C, rail and coach and pharma put together. That
okay.
Wants to be increased to 25% and by 2025.
Okay, and how much was this contributing last year same quarter?
So last year, because we just launched these services, so there were around it, I think, is 15%.
Okay, sir. And sir, I just wanted to understand, 9 month revenue, 4 year CAGR is roughly around 5%, which is mid single digit, and we are targeting some 18 to 20% kind of revenue growth from here onwards. So what is going to contribute the overall growth apart from the industry growth, apart from the normal economic growth which India is facing?
So you talked about 9 months of CAGR?
Yeah.
For how much year you just checked?
Ha, sir.
No, for how much time you have taken that CAGR? For what the period?
4 years, which is FY19 to FY23.
So that's the only main reason, because in 21 the revenue was dropped actually. Otherwise, if you see, after demerger we have grown almost 15-16% up to FY20. And then it's 21 is dropped, and last year we grown 28% in FY22. And in this year we will be finishing around 16%. So that way you can't be compared like 9 months, because that was the only one reason, but because revenue was dropped on that year. Otherwise, so you know, it's directly linked with the GDP growth rate, and government is also targeting in the next year 7.5 to 8%, and we are just doing 2x of that. So good example of that, you know, this quarter, I think GDP will be grow in a 5% or 5.5%, and we grow on a 10%. So usually we grow on a 2x of GDP growth rate. GDP will be grow good, we will be grow good. So this is again, Mr. Chandran has mentioned, it is all depend on the manufacturing and GDP situation. So we hopefully, like if GDP is growing 8%, hopefully we grow on a 16 to 18% on a volume side.
Okay. So going ahead,
may we request you to join the question queue? As we have participants waiting.
Yeah.
We take the next question from the line of Mr. Deepak Lalwani from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead, sir.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, on your admin and advertisement expenditure, is this one time or any one off in these cost line items? And on that question, I had a further clarification. So you had mentioned in your guidance that, you know, we would be expanding our margin by 50 basis every year. So, you know, the ask rate for about for the next quarter becomes higher. So, just wanted to clarify if we are on track to achieve that. Thank you.
Yeah. So, thank you. So, basically, you know, for admin cost, it is a two type cost of involved here. Like now, everything is opened up and our, you know, traveling cost and conveyance cost has also increased. And one time of advertisement cost is also there. So that would may not be come in the next year. But other side, if you see, these my admin cost still is below to pre-COVID levels of like we have the cost on FY20 and we are in running in 23. So still cost is there. And that will be, so there is gonna no high increase will be happen over the period in the next 2-3 years also. It will be keep continue at the same pace. And another aspect, like you asked for the increase in a 50 basis point margin enhancement for this year, I think it will be, it looks tough for this year. I think we will be finishing the same margin level of last year, but yes, obviously next year onward we will make effort to again achieve to be you know, in the range of 50 to 100 basis point improvement in each year, like we have did in the last 6 years. There's the only exceptional 1 year which we are, I think, not able to achieve that.
Understood, sir. So on the one-time advertisement cost, if you can quantify that, what percentage of revenue was that?
So it is
will
very,
that come in the next quarter also?
So, you know, if you see, this is also not significant increase on admin cost. It's like 10% increase on that. So amount of you know, advertisement is not so much significant on that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Got it. So on the gross margin side, we'll be at this 31% or so?
Yes, it is on 31% for this quarter, and for the whole year, for 9 months, it is 32%.
Got it. And if you can give a sense of how January has been, you know, how the pickup has been post the October month, post Diwali?
Sorry, come again?
If you can, you know, give a sense of how January is looking like. You said that October was a bit slow because of a long weekend and the lower festive season. So if you can just give a sense of how activity has picked up post that.
I think it is, again, we have seen that this quarter, the activity was not that strong compared to, you know, last year. And we were expecting that manufacturing and consumption will be at an all-time high, but I think the inflation did play its part. You know, there was pretty much no rural demand. There was not much manufacturing happening. So in general, we saw that the overall growth that is expected in the, you know, as we say, Q3 Diwali quarter did not happen.
Sure. Okay, sir. I'll come back in the queue. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Radha from B&K Securities. Please go ahead with your question.
Hi, sir. Thank you for the opportunity. Just one question on my side. So you mentioned about muted demand. So could you tell us the user industries from where we have seen a bit of slowdown and where there is a relatively stable demand?
See, we already did the Q3, with growth in terms of, revenue. It's not like it was lull demand. Definitely, B2C was hit big time. Thankfully, we are not in B2C. B2B, again, it is in grew at, what we are about almost 5%. And GDP, I think, is what they are targeting, is what the numbers will come out. And we've grown double of that. So, in general, we are in line with what the economy holds to. And there has been no change in that. It's just that the consumption stocks, B2C, where we are not present, is impacted heavily.
Understood. Okay, thank you. That's it from me.
Thank you. We take our next question from the line of Ijaz Lakhani from Unifi Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thanks for the opportunity. Are you able to hear me, gentlemen?
Yeah, I do. Very good.
Okay, thanks. My first question, Nikhiji, is that, you mentioned that we, given the fourth quarter, we close in at the same margins that we have done last year. If that is the base case, sir, that would imply that you have to do about 18-19% margins in the fourth quarter from an exit perspective. So, number one, is that really possible?
Yeah, for in Q4?
Yes, sir. So if you have to maintain that 16.2% for the full year, it would imply that you would do about 18-19% in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, that is true. So last year we also achieved 17%, and that is what we said, like in Q3, there's an impact of only the drop in the utilization level, nothing else. So in this year, in this quarter, we hopefully again we will be achieve the highest quarterly revenue for the Q4. And accordingly, revenue, so utterly it will be converted to higher utilization of trucks, and then ultimately we will be achieve the kind of hopefully 17.5-18% EBITDA margin in this Q4.
Got it. And so could you quantify what is the actual associated increase expense for the admin and advertising? Could you just quantify that number in this quarter?
So, increase is hardly, 10% on that. Like, it is increased from 17 to 19 crore rupees only. So, it's just 2 crore rupees increase there. So, if you want to, advertisement expenditure was only 1 crore rupees. And other costs like increase in, traveling cost and conveyance cost and other physical training we also started. So, we are using hybrid model, but we are doing the physical meetings also. That's why it has increased by almost 1 crore rupees.
Okay, so basically, then the expenses that we've incurred this quarter, that's the new normal, right? That we should be assuming for the times ahead.
Yeah, so that will be the right run rate of this admin expenditure, which is also not so high, would be in the range of 18-19 crore rupees per quarter.
Got it. And sir, okay. And sir, then one other point you mentioned earlier was that you've not taken a price growth this year. So, were you talking about this quarter or for the 9 months?
I'm talking about for 9 months.
Okay, so basically this year, whatever growth has been, it's all these volume based this year.
Yes, that is true.
Any reason? Because, you've explained to us in the past several times that this 2-3% is almost like a given that, you have this kind of a pricing power and you have fragmented customers all across, lots of SMEs. So why was this 2-3% not taken this year, or what is the reason for that?
Only one reason, because, all our customers also like taking the hit due to high inflation in their other costs. So that's why, and another one of sluggish demand now. So that's why they don't want to take the other hit. And we are also not pursuing so high for that.
That's the only reason.
Okay, but did this strategy help you in gaining incremental market shares or so?
Sorry, I could not get what you said.
Sir, Mukhiji, you chose to hold back on this 2-3% price gains which you take. And that's a fair point, I understand. But have you gained anything, that you can quantify? Like, did you gain market share by having the strategy of not increasing the price or anything? Did you gain anything in exchange of not taking the price hike?
So we were able to also maintain our operation costs quite well. And looking at that point of view, we were able to show the 10% growth in 9 months in profit. If we became more greedy, then it would mean that the competition would possibly lower their price even further, and they would have, not a very good, I don't think they would have very good numbers anyway. So I did not want the loss of business happening in any way. There could be a possibility of a shift also. So in order to, have all aspects well taken care of, we had to, manage this way.
Got it. I hear you loud and clear. Is competition decreasing rates by any chance to gain business?
I'm sorry to interrupt you, Mr. Ajaz. May we request you to join the question queue, sir? We have several participants waiting for their turn.
Yeah, sure.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, a reminder to all of you, please restrict your question to 2 per participant. We take our next question from the line of Harsh Shah from Jefferies. Please go ahead, sir.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the opportunity. Firstly, can you just provide the split of the MSME and the corporate for the quarter?
So, share of these two categories of customers is almost 50-50%. And intentionally, actually, we want to keep that. We always... try to that business is getting very fast from the big customer and very slow speed from the small customer, but we always maintain that since last one decade, and we will be keep continuing with that way only, and that's why we also have growth with profitability. Whatever increase in profitability has also happened because of the SME customers. Well, 1 year could be bad, but if you rewind, look at 2020, it was the SMEs that really cropped up faster than anyone else for us.
Sure. And secondly, on the revenue growth guidance, which we had given 18-20% earlier, so what's your revised number for the FY23?
It could be in the range of 16-17% now.
Okay. And lastly, just clarification, this 28 odd branches which we have added, that is on a 9 month basis, right?
Yes, true.
Right. And this volume growth which you mentioned, that 10% volume growth for the third quarter, and if you see there is a revenue growth of 10%, so naturally it means that there was no price hike during the quarter, correct?
No price hike on during the quarter, yeah.
Sure. Okay, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take our next question from the line of Mr. Shobhit Tiwari from Canada Robeco Mutual Funds. Please go ahead, sir.
Hello, sir. Question again pertains to the growth rate for the company. So just wanted to get your sense. We have some new lines of business which is now contributing 18%. They are growing at a much faster rate. And then we have our base business which, as compared to your listed peers, is not growing at that rate at which these guys are growing. So you mentioned that the market has kind of taken a, like seeing a slowdown, but somehow the underlying business drivers for all the companies which are there, they're showing a growth. So what is it like, which is kind of driving this less revenue growth relative to peers?
What is the main idea about India business in logistics is that if you want volume, if you want poor quality volume, what I mean by poor quality is no margin or 1-2% margin volume, profit margin volume, that is available. But I am not in that business. So you have to please be very clear what sort of business I am in. Okay, if you compare me to FTL, if you compare me to unorganized segment, if you compare me to supply chain company, if you compare me to freight forwarding company, I am not in that business. Therefore, please understand the line of business I'm in.
Got it, sir. Got it. And sir, incrementally, now that you have also cut the revenue guidance and given the demand environment, are you confident enough of like kind of growing at a like 20-odd% rate to achieve the 5-year target going ahead?
Which I want to add to that, which express trucking company is giving a 9-month 100 crore pack? Listed company or unlisted company, you can tell me. Listed company, definitely you can show me if any other company is giving or not. No one is giving. Continue. Yeah. So incrementally it is possible because we again will be keep the same strategy to we have price rise of 2-3% and volume growth in the range of 16-17%, and obviously you know like new services or this line of services we have launched only last year. So these also started to be contributing in a good manner. So this is the base of that, and again, you know, we will be keep adding our branch network to be catered to SME customers. You know, again, it is very easy to get the business from the like subdued rates and, you know, from the low rates or low margin, which it is not in our DNA, and we want to be the business with profitable one only, and want to, you know, combination of big customer and small customer, we don't want to be get diluted from the like 50-50. And we also don't want to be diluted on our credit terms also, like we also, you see, my consistent receivable days are in a range of 50 days since last one decade. So these, if you see on a, you know, watch our quality is consistent actually. And we will be keep growing on that thought only.
Got it, sir. Thanks.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Mr. Aman Vich from Altitude Investment Management. Please go ahead.
Good afternoon, sir.
Yeah, good afternoon, Aman.
My first question is, in the announcement, we have mentioned that we are opening up a new corporate office also. So if you can talk about the same, what will be the cost, why are we doing it, and how long it will take for us to move in?
So we bought the land. So we bought the land and construction will be start in the next year, and I think it will be take at least 2 to 3 years to construct, and cost would be construction would be not more than I think 25 crore rupees.
Sorry, the question was also how it will help us and what is the area.
So actually, you know, help is, you know, existing office is now is just like gonna becoming short. We have the like, you know, in our TCI, we are already in a TCI corporate office that has already built up in 25 years back, and now there is an employee strength has increased. So that's why we want a second corporate office, and that's the only way.
So sir, that office will continue, this will be an addition, we won't shift totally to this new office?
No, totally shift.
Okay, so we leave that and we'll shift to this office with all our strength.
Yes. Yeah.
Okay. And my second question is, Mukti sir, you talked about that December meter utilization was quite low at 75-76%. But we still did like 83% utilization for the Q3. So if you can talk about what was the utilization in November and December as well as for say January and going forward, what kind of utilization we are seeing?
Yeah, so consistently it is in the range of 84-85%, or you know, in each quarter average was around 85%. Sometimes also increases on 86% also. So in, you know, only that October month was on a problem only that we, our utilization was dropped from average of 84-85 to 75-76%. And November and December was again is a normal one, and January is also going normal one. There is no challenge on that. And that was happen only because if you see, you may not, I think you might be noticed that Deepavali was on Monday. So, you know, factories and everything was start to close on by Friday only. So, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday. So, that was almost closed for the 5-6 days. And we decided not to be deterred any services to customer, and that's why
we even rather get a hit on that utilization level, and that is the only matter for that particular month. Otherwise, it's a consistent one. There is no challenge on a capacity utilization at all.
Sure, Mukti. So, if you can answer the previous participant
question. Sorry to interrupt, sir. May we request you to join the question queue? We have several participants waiting for their turn.
Sure.
Participants, may we request you to please restrict your question to two per participant. We take our next question from the line of Mr. Supar Shankar from Avendus Spark. Please go ahead, sir.
Thank you for the follow-up. Just wanted to check, what is the key reason for setting up the subsidiary, and what sort of business we are trying to do from Singapore?
What we understand is that the natural course of expansion has to be domestic and overseas. So we are still exploring, and it's an exploratory stage, and we keep updating as to what the progress is happening.
All right. So we're not planning into freight forwarding or anything in that.
No. Any business less than 20% margin, we're not doing.
Got it. Thank you, sir. That's it from my side.
Thank you. We take our next question from the line of Kunal Bhatia from Dalal & Broacha Stock Broking Limited. Please go ahead, sir.
Thanks for the opportunity. I just had one question, sir. How has been the month of Jan, because we are almost at the end. So, because there is a big legroom which is wanted for the growth for the entire year. So, how has Jan panned out, and what has been the utilization in Jan?
So, so we don't want to give the figure in, that way. But yes, it is again, we will be done the, double-digit growth in Q4 as well. And margin target, we are taking like 18% EBITDA level for that Q4. Yeah.
Okay. And, sir, this, we saw quarter-on-quarter rise in the operating expenses. So, I know many people ask, but could you give the quantum of one-off in that expenses which would not come in Q4 or the going quarters ahead?
For you talked about like admin expenses?
Yes, sir. So meaning our operating expenses were on a higher base in this quarter. So could you give us any one-off, either admin or advertisement, what was the total quantum which would not get repeated?
No. So that was only one reason of that, because utilization level of truck was less on October month, and that will not be happen in this quarter. That's why it will again normalize. So our gross profit will be again reached to level of like 30-33%. It was in this quarter was around 31%, 30.5% to 31%.
Okay, fine, sir. I'll get back in the queue. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Take our next question from the line of Jainam Shah from Equirus Securities. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. So just one bookkeeping question. So, sir, what is the cost of the land that we have acquired? I understand that 25 crore would be construction cost. If you can quantify the cost of the land as well.
So, the cost of land actually we acquired in auction in Gurgaon. So, cost is 45 crore rupees for land.
Okay, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you, sir. We take our next question from the line of Sonal Sioni from Sharekhan Limited. Please go ahead.
Yeah, good evening, sir. I just have one question regarding, the road infrastructure which you touched upon. So, over the past few years, we have been seeing significant improvement in this space. And further going ahead, we are going to see, a Western Corridor, Delhi to Mumbai kind of highways and all the greenfield long stretches, which would essentially will be used to, reduce the travel time. So, what kind of growth that should drive? Has this infra improvement in the past helped in improvement in utilization levels? And this would be, again, there is a possibility with this kind of infrastructure coming up that the utilization levels would further improve.
So, if you remember my, from the last phone call, I had said that two things. The highways are good, but the quality of the trucks are not that great. Therefore, we will be offsetting the speed and the high quality and the low quality of trucks with automation. That's point one. Point two, the big challenge what remains, what the government will now be focusing on, is that manufacturing units in large cities are within the city, which have a problem of no entry. So that needs to be also addressed equally. Because till the factories are inside the city, there will be a problem of pickup and collection, or in general in logistics. And those factories will be difficult to be taken out of the city or whatever, unless there's a big, you know, change in the city infrastructure. So that's why highways are great, sure, no doubt. Delhi, Bombay, 2 hours, I mean, 8 hours, sure. But what kind of vehicle will go on that, that can do it in 8 hours, is a question that I have always asked. So we have to be always wary of the fact that there are multiple roles that play in deciding how and what will be the ultimate outcome. Because in India, we don't have one single, it's not a single input for a single output. You know, you have multiple inputs, and what you get is multiple output. So I think we should just wait and see how this rolls out as we go along.
Yeah, thank you very much. Just one thing, that can this, you know, manufacturing inside the city, urban spoke model, you know, cannot resolve this thing, or, you know, it's not that easily you can resolve that.
Sorry, I missed out.
What? The hub and spoke, you know, through in cities, you know, you go to outskirts and thereafter you travel with a faster, you know, highway.
Yeah.
Hub and spoke in cities, yeah.
Right.
That so cannot be used.
Sorry?
That cannot, you know, resolve the problem of higher return. Only the truck quality would remain, right?
Now, the question is, see, like, if you have, I mean, just think hypothetically, if you have these beautiful highways, and if you had Fiat Padminis or Ambassadors, you know, that is the state of a trucks, can we go in 4 hours, in 8 hours? No, we cannot.
Okay.
So, what about it? Then we have to, now government has to work on all angles.
Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take our next question from the line of Harsha from Jefferies. Please go ahead.
Yeah, hi. Thank you for the follow-up. Just on this CAPEX number which we have done of 99 crores in 9M. So I just wanted to understand what is the, you know, breakup of this. Basically, you just mentioned 45 odd crores is the cost of land, and what is the balance? I just missed out.
Again, another land in Kolkata, which was on, I think, 20 crore rupees. Another part of, like, we have given the advance for the another land parcel for Ahmedabad.
Okay, and what about this office, the new corporate office?
It's a land only, which we have just mentioned.
Okay.
We start in the next year only.
Okay, sure. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. We take the next question from the line of Rikesh Parikh from Rockstar Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks for the opportunity. Most of my question has been answered. Just one thing I wanted to understand about this Gurgaon center which we have upgraded. So can we have some quantifiable numbers or benefits we received from this center post upgrade automation?
So there's in a, you know, Rikesh, there's in a two kind of thing happened. Like, my turnaround time of truck has been reduced from idle time, like, from 16 hours to 8 hours. I get a total time of 24 hours. Now this will get reduced to 8 hours. Another aspect, we also able to reduce my labor component. And third aspect, dependence on labor on a peak time or festival season has been drastically reduced. So that way the, you know, quantification number, I can be separately, we can be discuss on that. But yes, these are the visible benefits we have taken out of this. But another aspect, I think last time we also mentioned, once we will be become a, you know, one more, two, three sorting center, then we have to be get the more benefit of that, because we are creating the efficiency here in Gurgaon, but not able to in a destination center. So this way we need to be do the lot of work, and that's where we want to be faster in this process to be optimize this center, at least on a 10 cities, and that we are in process.
Just an extension with that, hypothetically, once we achieve automation in 3-4 centers,
probably we can get in an additional margin benefit of roughly 150 to 100 basis points, hypothetically.
From one center, we're targeting to be at least, you know, get the benefit of overall like 50 basis points.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you. That's it from my side.
Thank you, sir. The next question is from the line of Keshav Bagri from VT Capital. Please go ahead.
Hello. Thank you for that question,
I'm sorry, Keshav sir, we can't hear you.
Hello, audible now?
Yes.
My first line of question will be, have you reinstated our revenue guidance to 1900 crores from 2000 crores for FY25? And the second question would be on the EBITDA margin front. We had targeted a margin of beyond 20-22% in the range, and now we have reinstated it to 20%. Have I got it right?
Sorry, can you ask one by one what you said? First question, please. Can you repeat?
I heard you saying that we have reinstated our revenue guidance from 2000 crores, which we have targeted for FY25, to 1900 crores, given the current run-up. And the second part would be on the EBITDA margin front, like we are adding new verticals because of the fact that they are high margin fronts and we are expecting margins to be beyond 20%. But like in the call, you have reinstated it to 20% flat. So have I got it right? Like for FY25, we are targeting 1900 crores of revenue and 20% EBITDA margin.
Yes.
Okay. My second question would be on the fact that we have, if I could see the realization for kgs, it has been hovering around 11 to 12 rupees. So are we compromising on the profitability front to get the volume and the tonnage? Because that has never been the strategy for TCI, which sets it apart from all the other listed players. Like I have been following the company for like 68 quarters.
We are not doing anything of that sort.
Okay, and the last question would be on the branches front. Can you please break up the branches for quarter 1, quarter 2 and quarter 3? How much branch addition did we do in Q1, Q2 and Q3 of FY23?
I think till H1 we have done 21 branches and now in 7 branches in this quarter. That is a breakup.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from the side.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the last question for the day. I would now like to hand the conference over to the management for closing comments. Thank you and over to you, sir.
Thank you everyone for joining us today. I would like to conclude by saying that the leading logistics provider, TCI Express, with the pan-India presence, we are well positioned to capitalize on the India's growth story and very optimistic on the growth trajectory that we are on. We look forward to meeting you again next quarter. Please be healthy and safe, and feel free to reach us for any questions remain unanswered. Thank you once again.
Thank you. Thanks, everyone.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of ICICI Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.